Italy is better known for its ancient monuments than for its modern digital networks. The country lags behind most of Western Europe in internet usage, but Facebook has captivated Italians, in fact, maybe a little too much. Many Italians are networking on Facebook when they should be working on their jobs. From Rome, Nancy Greenlease tells us that some employers are fighting back by banning Facebook from the office.
Italian Postal Service employees can deliver the mail, but they can't post a message on Facebook. Government employees in the province of Milan can no longer access the social network site on work computers. Other provinces are debating a similar ban. It's a backlash over Italian workers who are wasting work time on Facebook. There's even a number of groups on the site that translated and cleaned up for radio are called Screwing Around on Facebook at Work. One group has nearly 5,000 members. Elisa Castellucci doesn't show any guilt when asked if she goes on Facebook at work.
Sì, certo, certo, ma tutti.
Yes, of course. But everyone looks at Facebook during downtimes, because we don't often get a proper break for lunch. If you're in the office and always in front of a computer and don't get a chance to go out, you look at Facebook.
Vado su Internet Explorer.
The 25-year-old logs onto her Facebook page. She says it's slow getting onto the site, adding that's probably due to the many Italians signed on. The number of site visitors from Italy has skyrocketed since the Italian language version launched this spring. Italy ranks fifth in the world for the number of Facebook visits, according to Google Trends, trailing only far more computerized countries like the U.S. and U.K. Castellucci shows off her page for a split second before a message pops up. A friend, she says, is contacting her. They recently got back in touch after many years, thanks to Facebook. Until recently, getting online was too expensive for many Italians and the offices that employ them. But increased competition in the high-speed internet market has lowered the price. Computers are also becoming more affordable for the average Italian. Software developer Alessandro Gorizia points out the country already has an obsession with cell phones.
In fact, Italy is a country that's in touch with technology. There's really a passion for technology, so this boom isn't so strange.
Italians at work and home spent more time on Facebook in November than any other site, according to Nielsen Online. Not too surprising for a culture that's known for its gift for gab, says Gorizia.
It's a little bit like a virtual piazza, a place where you can meet lots of people and gossip. This definitely satisfies our need to communicate.
It's like a virus.
Roberta Danzi, a translator in Rome, says Facebook eats up time. She's no fan and understands why employers are blocking the site. Italy's government workers are already infamous for being inefficient and leaving work after lunch. This is another distraction, says Danzi.
People who really don't have so much work to do can join Facebook. I know it's not fair to say that, but being a freelancer, I know that you cannot spend so much time on Facebook.
Elisa Castellucci didn't need a workplace ban to cut back. She realized she was hanging out in this virtual piazza way too much.
Ero drogata da Facebook. Cioè, io ogni volta che
I was addicted to Facebook. Every time I turned on the computer or logged in, I had to immediately look at Facebook to see who had contacted me and who had asked to be my friend.
But the site has served its social purpose. Castellucci is moving from the virtual to the real world. She's getting together tonight with a friend met online, face to face. For The World, I'm Nancy Greenlace in Rome.